Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And I don't know what to think about this, because a part of Aaron Judge's charm, a part of his look, was that his teeth was not perfect. Much like another lovable Hall of Fame New York athlete by the name of Michael Strahan. It became part
of
his look.
The gap.
The gap. And Michael, who is now a huge TV star, makes a ton of money, has embraced it. And so Aaron Judge has altered, or at least the pictures look as if he has altered his teething alignment, is the way I'd phrase it. And I mean, good for him. He could do what he wants. But I don't know, man. I thought he had charm with the look that he had. I thought he had charm. Am I crazy? Am I wrong here?
Listen, I liked it. And when you make the kind of money he makes, who cares what your teeth look like? Unless you have like teeth on teeth.
Sure.
Or like snaggle tooth.
But the other thing Aaron Judge may be doing, and this is where Yankee fans would appreciate it, is Aaron Judge may be saying, look, I have not been healthy for the last few years. I've got to change something. So what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Should I dye my hair blue like Francisco Lindor? No.
No.
No. No. Should I change my hair doing another way? No.
No.
Let me fix my teeth.
And fix your grill. You got to fix your grill. Because you know what you do once you fix your grill? You get people pregnant. Yeah. Grill, fix the grill. Listen, some grills need to be fixed. I don't think Aaron Judge had a grill that necessitated being fixed.
No, I agree. I agree. I thought it was charming.
Plus, that's crazy expensive, I think, too.
Well, not a big deal.
Not a big
Major
deal?
Major League Baseball player. He's got endorsements deals.
You think
he's not making $20 million a year, but
I'm
he's
sure
doing
well.
I'm
sure the Yankees give good dental insurance.
It's not the Yankees. It's the Players Association.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah. The Players Association.
You think that? No, the dental plans don't cover aesthetic
it's
changes.
Elective. Yeah, it's elective.
That's an elective thing. He got, what are them things called? They're called, not crowns, they're like fake teeth. What is that thing called? Where they put the tooth over your tooth.
Caps.
Yeah.
He's either got caps or they knock your teeth out.
And then put new ones in.
And they drill fake teeth up into your gums.
He should have gone gold then.
They do that too.
How awesome would that
like
have been?
Like LaMelo Ball?
Yes.
Go get like a blinged out grill.
Aaron makes about $9.5 million, so he's doing all right.
You think he's got a driver?
I don't know. Think most people do have drivers, but there are a select few, like the former governor of New Jersey, like myself, who prefer to drive ourselves. Not that I'm rich, just that I like to drive myself.
Listen, because you're a control freak.
It has nothing to do with being a control freak.
It does.
No,
a little
it doesn't.
Bit. Actually,
no.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does. What did you say to me that if we went on a road trip, what did you say to me?
I'm going to drive. Well, what does that
Bingo.
Have to do with
I'm
going to drive.
Say, I'm going to drive. You went, I'm driving.
Yeah, but right. C-Mac, the reason I said that to you, to Craig, to everybody, was not because I need control. It's because it's something that means
is
a
control.
Lot to me, and I prefer it.
So, like, we once said if we drove down to Florida for spring training, you said, I'm driving the whole way.
Yeah, and you liked
it. And I'm
it.
Like,
you were
so
happy
it's like a 23-hour drive.
Yeah.
You know, forget about the safety aspect of it. I'm driving?
Yeah.
That's like me going to your house saying, I'm barbecuing.
I wouldn't mind if you did that.
At your house, I would never do that because that's your sanctuary.
Well, I appreciate that.
You're also the same guy that said, why don't you come over? I'll let you mow my lawn. I never forgot that. I never will.
But I'm
either.
Also the guy that said, I will drive you while you play video games smoking weed in the back all the way to Florida.
Right, for 23 straight hours and risk all of our safeties while you do it half asleep.
See, Matt, that's
because
not,
you can't give up control of the
That's right.
That's
not
exactly
true.
What it is.
You're implying that I wouldn't do it in the safest way possible.
That's not the only place you're a control freak.
Where else?
With your wallet. You're a control freak over getting those ones out. I don't want to take another single out of my wallet.
That's not true.
Here's JoJo in Bristol, Connecticut. Joey, how are you?
I'm great. They're called porcelain caps. They shave your teeth down to a point.
Yeah.
They put the fake teeth in. That's why if you notice, a lot of these actors and actresses all have white teeth.
Yeah, they're really, and they're usually like horse teeth size. It's nasty.
Well, yeah, well, either that or they can be that that square gum there.
I'm with you.
Chiclet
teeth. It's all of a sudden chiclet teeth become these big, beautiful porcelain white teeth, and you're like, "Why the full mouth, Ace?" And now you know because they got them porcelain. Oh, they're called veneers. Porcelain veneers. Yeah. All right. What else you got, JoJo?
Okay. The other thing is, I'm going to work two things backwards. Two more things. Number one, if I was going to drive with somebody, like my son and I go down to Citi Field, watch the Mets or the Yankees. Well, you could take the train to go see the Yankees, but we go down and drive, go to the Mets game.
Yeah.
I have to drive. I cannot be a passenger because there's no brakes on the passenger.
That's right, Joe. That's right.
That's, listen, it's a control situation.
It's not control. It's just you prefer to do it. You frame it in a way that's not accurate.
By the way, I should tell you that Domingo Germán spoke to his teammates today in two separate groups. First, he sat down with the pitchers and the catchers, because they're usually like a fraternity within the fraternity, and he addressed them, and then he addressed all the other players about the incident.
Yeah, one of the things about the locker room nowadays is because of COVID protocols, he wouldn't even be able to address the entire team.
Is that right?
Yeah, Aaron Boone couldn't address the entire team.
Where do they put everybody?
They split guys up.
What do you mean by that?
Like, for the meetings that they had, he had multiple meetings.
But don't they do share a locker room, right? Or
no? Yeah, but I think that they kind of stymie when guys are working out down in Florida because you have so many guys, so the fields are being used. So I think that's how they do it. They try to not have everyone in the same room together. There's a lot of guys.
All right. Well, in any event, he has spoken to the guys, according to Aaron Boone. And that means, I imagine, today's still only Tuesday, right?
Yes.
I would imagine at some point this week, the Yankees probably set up a Zoom call for him to talk to our reporters.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't know. What are you going to ask him? What steps have you taken?
What happened? What have you learned over the last year? What did your teammates' reaction to it? You know, things like that.
Do you think someone will utter the infamous words, "How does it feel?"
Yes, there'll be a few of those. How does it feel? Yes. There'll be about three of them.
How does it feel?
Yeah.
To know everyone's eyes are on you as a bad guy. How does it feel? How does it make you feel? I always hate that question.
Yeah, but wait, can I counter that though?
Hey, how does it feel to win the championship game? How do you think it feels?
But wait a second. Ask yourself this question.
Yeah.
You've even said when we've played the 2-for-1 game where we have a guest on, we can only ask one question. Be careful of the yes or no, right? Be careful of the yes or no.
Right.
Okay. The how does it feel, you would think, leads to a detailed answer as opposed to a yes or no.
Well, listen, just because I said you shouldn't ask a yes or no question, because then you have the threat of only getting yes or no as the answer, doesn't mean you have to stay in the gutter and ask another lousy question. How does it feel? I would say that the majority of questions that are asked to a player, how does it feel? It's pretty obvious how it feels.
How does it feel to win a World Series?
Coach, you just lost the Super Bowl. We appreciate your time here outside the locker room, Andy. How does it feel right now? Didn't Marv Albert ask Boomer Esiason after he lost the Super Bowl? Yes, Boomer.
How does it feel?
Esiason now with us. Boomer, how does it feel? And I think Boomer said, how do you think it feels? I'm pretty sure he said that.
Which is a great answer, by the way.
Never a loss for words.
Yeah.
Boomer not talkative today.
I got it on YouTube right now.
You guys might even have that somewhere in the computer system.
You got to find that. Marv, back in the day, and I saw this a lot during the no sports pandemic. I'd watch a lot of old sport clips on YouTube. Marv was a hard ass with some of these interviews.
Yeah?
Like, he had one interview with Tom Seaver where the Yankees were playing the Red Sox. He was on the Red Sox at the time, and it was 1986.
Yes, right. And now we go into the dugout for Tom Seaver. Tom, you gave up the game-losing home run to... Who are they playing?
It was Yankees Red Sox.
To Chris Chambliss. No. How does it feel?
No, no, yes. He went into the...
Reggie
hey, Tom.
Jackson took you yard. Yes.
He went into the, hey, Tom, what would it mean to face the Mets in the World Series? And Tom, you know, said, look, I don't want to talk about that. It's a long ways off. So tell me again about the Mets in the World Series. He went back like five times.
He Jim Graham?
And Seaver was like, I'm not talking about this.
I could see Seaver being, you know, pissed.
He was not thrilled.
And very short.
He was not thrilled.
Seaver didn't like messing around.
He was not happy about it.
Yes.
By the way, how about Taijuan Walker?
How about him?
In celebrating his Met contract, drank a bottle of Tom Seaver wine.
Well, that's nice.
A guy who gets it.
He also changed his number, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
You know, he normally wears 00, and because Mr. Met, not even a real human being, rocks the 00.
Mm-hmm.
Taijuan Walker said, out of respect to Mr. Met.
How great is that?
Who's not even a real thing. He took Turk Wendell's number, 99.
That's right. Well, you know what's crazy? So many years ago, Tony Clark, who now runs the Players Association, was on
the
New York
Tony
Mets.
Clark, not very good, but good enough. He knows how to read. Yes.
So Tony Clark was on the Mets, and he wore number 00.
00, and like Gilbert Arenas.
And some, I don't
know. Yes, I do sound constipated. I know.
And apparently Tony Clark got crap for wearing, no pun intended, 00.
Is that right?
And in the middle of his Met tenure, changed his number to 52.
Because of Mr. Met?
Because of Mr. Met.
What are we doing?
Tony Clark.
Mr. Met.
This is the opposite of Aaron Guile, who took crap for wearing 46 because it was Andy Pettit's number, or whoever else did that. This is Mr. freaking Met.
You know, I've never heard that. We're a mascot? Gets ownership like you read the story out. Carson Wentz, as of right now, is not getting number 11.
That's right.
Because the dude who wears it on the Colts is like, it's my number. You're not getting it.
Yes.
Now, normally there's like a payment that, you know, happens. A guy buys you something, pays you.
And the player, Michael Pittman, said, no negotiations. I ain't giving it up.
Yeah, he says, it's my number. You're not getting it. Whatever, right? Like, what is Mr. Met doesn't even speak?
Here's the problem. It's the Met fan base, which.
You think the Met fan base would be pissed?
So.
If Taijuan Walker rocked the 00. Honestly.
Not you, if you're a Met fan. Not Lugi as a Met fan, but I think there are some Met fans who adore Mr. Met on such a level, they'd say, hey, why are you wearing 00?
Yeah, they're called furries, and they want to make love to Mr. Met. So only an irrational person, or Andrew Marchand, would have a problem with a player taking Mr. Met's number. Like, come on,
listen,
dude.
Listen, there's a history of it. We've seen it with the... Here's what's so funny. We've seen it with the Yankees when they gave out 21 to, I think it was LaTroy Hawkins, and they gave out 46 to Aaron Guile and Alan Embry, and there was this backlash from fans. Fans were like, who the hell are you to wear Paul O'Neill's number? Who the hell are you to wear Andy Pettit's number?
Sure.
We as Met fans, we get offended by someone wearing Mr. Met's number.
Not only that, I'll be honest. When they gave, like... A number of people have worn Mookie's jersey. When Tim Tuffle rocked Strawberry's jersey,
how about Doc's
I thought it was messed up.
Yeah,
the Mets do a lousy job with that. Not saying that Mookie should have his number retired. I get it. But they just hand it out like it's nothing.
I will ask you this. At what point do you hand out a non-retired number?
Do you think anyone else should wear 18 or 16 for the Mets, honestly?
It's not retired.
I'm suggesting it should be.
No, I love the fact that the Mets have had such awesomely high standards to retiring numbers. I really do. It's one of the things I love.
Ugh.
What?
All right.
You want to retire everyone's number?
No, not everyone, because then you'd have no numbers.
Well, let's go through. Darryl's retired at 18. Doc's retired at 16. You want to retire five twice for David Wright and Davey Johnson? You want to do that?
No, I don't.
Do you want to retire Ed Cranepool's number? Guy played there for a million years.
Maybe you do.
Keith Hernandez. 17. You want to retire
Keith?
I know
the number. Thank you. Thank you. You ready to retire eight?
I was about to ask that.
I knew you
guys
were.
A Hall of Famer. You want to retire 8 while we're at
Didn't
it?
Didn't that suck your retiring numbers? Let's start retiring some numbers.
They already are. They last year before the pandemic announced they were going to, and Howie Rose has been a big part of this, they are reconsidering their history and they were going to retire Jerry Kuzman's number.
Okay.
That was
great.
The first one. And I remember saying it at the time, like, I have great respect for Jerry Kuzman. No doubt about it. But what are we doing here? We're just going to start retiring everybody's number?
Well, I'm not saying it's a, you know, wholesale, everyone gets retired.
You are. No, you are, because you just said Doc and Darryl. You're going with Keith. You're going with Carrie. It's Jerry Kuzman. We just added 5 guys.
What's wrong with that?
Because I love the
fact
that...
Let's start honoring our history a little bit.
No. It's not. That's not true. What the Mets have done brilliantly is they have an
incredible... Brilliantly?
Yes, brilliantly.
They wouldn't even let those guys sign a wall at Citi Field.
I'm not defending that. I'm defending retiring numbers and saying you have to basically be a Hall of Famer. And Tom Seaver and Mike Piazza, the players who have their number retired, obviously Casey Stengel, Gil Hodges, a little different.
Yeah.
They have kept those standards, and I, as a Met fan, love it.
Okay.
I love it.
We're entitled to disagree on that one. Dave's in Farmingdale on the Fan. Dave, how are you?
Hey, guys. Sorry, you caught me in myth.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to bother you.
Hope is all well with you and your family.
Yes.
Crazy.
Thank you.
I listen to your show. A couple of things I've been listening to. Has anybody brought up the fact maybe another idiot driver got in Tiger's way?
There's been no report of it, so we can't speak to it. There's been no report, and it's been called from Jump Street a single car accident with no one else involved.
Yeah, well, yeah, like I said, you never know with these idiots on the road today. They, you know,
Very true. But I guess when Tiger comes out of surgery and at some point, you know, makes a statement or meets the media or whatever the case may be, I'm sure we'll learn a lot more. Plus, you know, the investigation is going to take some time as well.
Yeah.
But he's alive.
That's the number one thing, is when this story first came out, soon after we came on the air, I was thinking the worst. I think we all are.
Yeah.
We all were. I mean, you mentioned Kobe. That moment, that day is still ingrained in a lot of our minds. So even though, obviously, he is going to sustain serious injuries, the fact that it's not life-threatening, as we sit here right now, there's this sense of, okay, thank God. All right,
real quick, because I've teased it a couple times, I had this weird thought last night about this Panarin situation.
Yes.
And we will get back to the Tiger Woods talk in just a second. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get right to you, okay? If you wanted to somehow come up with a story that got people off, you know, allegations of domestic abuse or violence against a woman, wouldn't the most convenient thing you could do, what's going on right now? I'm an anti-Putin guy. I've spoken publicly about my disdain and distaste for the leader of my country. And now he's coming after me. How could anyone challenge you on that? And I want to be clear. I'm not suggesting that's the case, but I'm thinking about it last night, and I know nothing about the people involved, so I'm the most objective person in the room on this issue.
Objective.
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 Wouldn't that be like the greatest defense you could ever come up with to get away with something
that
like
that? I was framed by Vladimir Putin?
I was framed by Vladimir Putin.
Right.
Because everyone's going to believe you.
Right.
No?
Do you want me to counter this?
Yeah.
Okay. The facts back up. The idea.
How's that?
How
facts?
Is that?
There are no
facts.
Okay,
I know. I'll give you facts. Everybody who was on his team is not only saying they've never heard this story, they're saying the coach, who's a big-time Putin supporter, is a nutcase.
Okay. We haven't heard denials before?
The coach.
In stories?
But wait a sec. This is different.
Why is it different?
Because this is
coming. Because
it involves
Putin.
You're right.
Okay.
Yeah, because
so
this is coming from a corrupt government who has a clear history of clamping down on people that speak out against the government.
Okay.
Whether it's poisoning political
rivals
or whatnot.
Has anyone clamped down on the guy?
What are you talking about?
Has Panarin been clamped down on?
He doesn't live there. He lives here. And what they did with that story is try to sully his reputation.
Okay.
What else can you do,
what
Craig?
If
they
the
can't come here.
Listen, I'll tell you why I say it. Jared Porter's story happened 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, he admitted it. So the amount of time that's passed between the allegation and the story is
irrelevant. I'm not talking about
the time.
I'm not saying the time. I'm talking
about... Is his family harmed?
We don't know.
Hopefully not, obviously.
That's why he's taking time off to make sure they're safe.
I'm just saying, if you were going to come up with an excuse or a story that got you off the hook, it's a pretty damn good one.
Well, look.
Is it not? At least give me that.
Would it be a good story to your defense to be that corrupt leader is the one painting it against you?
If you're trying to avoid all recrimination on a story in which you're alleged to have you physically injured a woman, isn't this the greatest story you could come up with?
You would love to be able to point towards Putin made it up.
Of course.
Yeah. But if you follow what has come on about it, and you follow how corrupt this guy has been and what he's done to anyone who speaks out against him, it definitely fits that this is what's going on.
Ask me if I ate all the popcorn the garden sent me earlier today.
Craig, did you eat all of the popcorn the garden sent us?
Putin made that up.
Oh, stop it.
I didn't touch the popcorn.
Stop it.
I don't know what you're talking about, popcorn. Stop. I don't even like popcorn. You see what I'm saying?
But
he's an outspoken critic of Putin. Am I an outspoken critic of Putin?
Yeah, have you been an outspoken critic of Putin?
I don't swim in waters I know little about.
Right. But you know.
I'm aware that Putin's a bad man. Yes.
The little you know.
Yes.
What do you think?
But I think he's a bad guy.
Okay.
But I don't swim in waters I'm unfamiliar with. Come across like a horse's ass. I try
to
avoid that.
You've never swam in waters you're
unfamiliar? I try to avoid it.
Interesting.
It's the new me. I try to only speak on things I've done some research on.
Oh, okay.
So I'm aware that Putin is a bad man. Yes, clearly. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if Panarin hit this girl or not. How the hell would I know?
Well, look, I think with
and
any
by the way,
story,
how
we don't
the hell
know.
Would anybody else know?
We know based on the evidence that's been presented
There's
so far.
There's no evidence.
Yeah, no, the evidence is the fact that he's been an outspoken critic of Vladimir Putin, that the coach himself is a nutcase, and everybody who was a teammate of his says none of this happened.
They said he hit him and paid the girl off.
Who says that?
That was what the coach said.
The coach?
Yeah.
The coach who has no credibility.
Said he paid like 40,000 rubles or something.
The credibility in all of this matters. And if you want to sell me on it's all a big coincidence that Panarin ripped Vladimir Putin. It's all a big coincidence that the coach loves Putin. It's all a big coincidence that none of his teammates remember. Sure, we can go down that line and say it's all coincidences. But based on what we know, I believe, and I'm not the only one, that this came from the government as a way
because that's
to
what
just
a great
make...
story to tell.
Yeah, but that is the story.
Sometimes why is that
great...
the story?
I just laid it out for
what
you.
What if he did it?
Do you think he did?
I don't think he did. I don't know if he did.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
I know nothing. I mean, I know the allegations. I know nothing about it.
Why do you think Madison Square Garden?
I'm just thinking. I'm thinking objectively. If you were gonna try to get people off a story of that's a disgusting story,
sure.
If it is true, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What a great comeback!
Well, listen, that part is I get.
That's a, like the greatest defense you could ever come up with.
Sure, but why do you?
It's
think...
not me. It was Putin. Like. Because no one can argue it.
Well, you can argue it.
It's a foolproof alibi.
But why did the Garden take the actions they took?
Well, what did the Garden do?
The Garden vehemently defended their guy. Why?
Because they believe their guy's being the
honest. There you go. They believe it. The Garden very well could have said what any other franchise would say, which is, we take these matters seriously. We're investigating it. The Madison, and I give them credit for this, by the way. Madison Square Garden didn't, you know what around. They said, based on what we know, we believe this is garbage. We believe this is made up, and we're going to support our guy, and we will not fall victim to a political witch hunt coming from Russia.
Well, they've already fell victim to it. He's not playing.
No, but that's his choice.
Right. So,
and it's to protect his family in all likelihood.
I want to be clear before you Ranger fans start yelling and cursing at me. I agree with all of you. I think Panarin's story is legitimate. I'm merely saying it's a great story to get away with something, too. Let's just say, can we agree on that?
In theory, yes.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
In theory.
In theory, that would be a great explanation
for a story that is a hit piece. This is how I feel about this hit piece. I can't stand the New York Rangers. I'm bitter Panarin didn't pick the New York Islanders. I hope this guy comes back, bro, and I hope he dominates. I hope
that's how much you're bothered by
I'm pissed off about
the alleged Putin play story.
Yeah. Because, I mean, obviously, I'm letting you know my beliefs. I believe them. What do you want me to tell you?
I don't, maybe, I'd like to think he's telling the truth.
And look, if it comes out that it's true that he did it, of course it's reprehensible.
Well, it's never going to come out.
Well,
unless you have the girl now comes and holds a press conference and says, 5 years ago, Panarin attacked me.
Right.
And people say to that, Putin put her up to it.
Well, it's possible.
Yeah. I'm just saying, It's the perfect alibi. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not telling you.
You can't deny that.
Did I deny it?
So we're on the same page.
Well, we're not on the same page. No, I can't go
to
the same
page. We all agree. We all believe Panarin.
Right.
And we all also believe this would be the perfect alibi.
Sure.
Can we have both?
Well, but it's not an alibi.
Well, I'm saying,
it's the truth.
They're mutually exclusive.
It feels like it's the truth, I should say. I don't know for certain, but it feels like it's the truth. But yes, in theory... Yeah. I agree with your theory, but I'm not going to agree that I'm on your page. I'm not on your page.
We're not on the same page.
No, not in this case.
Today, I'm not on the same page with a lot of people.
Who else are you not on the same page with?
It seems that way. Seems like my belief in things is not the same as other people's belief on things.
Huh.
But, you know, a lot of people out there have agendas, Evan. And if you're agenda-driven, you're not going to see things objectively. That's the beauty of this one particular conversation.
Are you saying I have an agenda?
I see this objectively.
Oh, I got
it. That's all. And all I'm saying is... It's a perfect story to use to get away with it. And I'm not suggesting he is. I'm just saying.
You are playing both sides of the fence. Like, I don't think it's true, but wouldn't this be perfect?
I don't know anything about Panarin, but I'll agree with the majority. It's probably not true.
Well, look,
but it's a great excuse if it is true.
Look, I don't know Panarin personally. I know Panarin as a tremendous hockey player.
Yeah, so how do you know?
Because of the fact that it's coming from a government that he's been critical of. That's why. And based on the track record of what Putin's done to political opponents.
Yes.
That's all I'm basing it on. Obviously, if it's true, if the accusations are true, it's disgusting. But it's difficult to believe them.
But,
based on what we know about that government.
I agree.
And what we're learning about that coach.
Okay. Well, listen. Maybe it is true. Maybe it's not true. It's a fascinating story regardless. The flatbed tow truck has now arrived and is in short order, I guess. They're going to get the Tiger Woods vehicle up on that flatbed for further investigative purposes. So that's what's happening right now with the Tiger Woods story. Apparently still in surgery, at least last update.
This is related to a big event today, and you'll appreciate this because I think you're going to be happy that this pisses me off.
Yeah.
A little pissed off at the Barclays Center, tweeting out a video about how excited they are to have people back. Guys, you invited 300 people back, and you're charging them basically $3,000 a ticket. Let's stop acting like you're the Knicks, and you're actually having real people come back who could afford to get in the building. So I'm glad there's 300 people at Barclays Center. I want to beat the Sacramento Kings, but like this sentimental video of, oh my God, we can't wait to cheer again. We're so excited. Come on, guys. You know what you did. You're welcoming 300 people. You're charging them an arm and a leg. I know you like this. Got a little smirk on your face. But that's how I feel seeing this little video, this cheesy video. When you start letting regular people back, then you put your video out. The Knicks could put that video out all day. Because I know there's regular people at the Garden tonight, and God bless you. Have a good time. Meanwhile, I hope you lose. I hope you're 2 games under .500, but I respect you. I respect what the Knicks have done is my point.
And you wanted popcorn.
I still do. Can I have some?
I hope you lose. Well, can I have your popcorn?
Craig, do you want the Nets to win tonight?
I don't care if the Nets win or lose tonight.
Yeah, you do. You care.
I really don't.
You don't like when I'm happy after.
I don't care.
You don't care at all.
But for the three people that got that video, are you done? Tiger Woods is in surgery right now, and you're complaining about a video that no one saw.
Well, I'm complaining about the fact that we have two arenas bringing fans back tonight. It's a momentous moment for our city, and one franchise got it right, and one franchise did not.
I was watching ESPN TV, like snippets over the last 2 hours. I believe that ESPN has put every single expert they have on TV to discuss an accident they know nothing about. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable to me.
So it's all golf experts?
Yeah.
They've been putting on all
Curtis Strange, Dottie Pepper. They even brought, what's his name that does the late night? Scott Van Pelt. It's unbelievable. Like, what are you doing?
To say what?
Right. To say what?
Like, what were they saying, you think?
I guess it beats highly questionable. Carton and Roberts on the Fan.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I find it fascinating that people find the need to talk to golf experts about this. It's about an accident. He suffered multiple leg injuries. He is in surgery. His injuries are not life-threatening. He totaled the car. It happened at just after 7 o'clock this morning, and that's the only details we got. There's going to be a press conference at 6 o'clock, I guess, from the hospital, is it? Do we know who's doing the press conference, Tommy, or no? Or Big Mac, have you seen that? I know there's a conference at 6, but
yeah,
I'm not sure.
I read it was an update on his condition, so I assume it's from the hospital. An update on how he's doing. And really, the big update from about an hour ago is that it's not life-threatening. Because, man, when that first came down, when it broke at around 2:30, we're all thinking the worst.
Yeah.
So we know he has some injuries to his legs. His agent confirmed there's surgery going on. So now it's more about the details of how severe they are, the injuries are to his legs. But thank God it's not life-threatening.
Yeah. I mean, I will say the first thing I thought was Kobe. I hate to say that. When I first saw horrific car crash involving Tiger Woods, until I read down to the next couple lines, and you see the car. I mean, it's flipped over, it's totaled, all the things they expect with a car accident of that magnitude. They used the jaws of life to get him out through the windshield. No word yet if he was conscious or not.
Right.
At the time, firefighters responded to the scene and extricated him from the car. But 6 o'clock. So we'll probably take that live at 6 and stay with it while it's informative. So if you're looking for the latest, I doubt you'll get more prior to that, but we'll keep you abreast of it for sure. Of course, on a local level, thrilled that fans will be at the Garden tonight and at Barclays Center, but unfortunately that takes a bit of a backseat when the greatest player to ever hold a golf club, don't start calling about Nicklaus or anyone else, it's your argument for another day, but the Michael Jordan of golf, a guy that transcended race and everything else, and is as important a figure as he is in sports, is in the hospital,
maybe
undergoing emergency surgery. That trumps all.
Maybe the most well-known athlete of this generation. That's probably where he's at. He's defined a generation in sports. And is as well-known as anybody.
He is Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, Pele.
Yeah.
That's the level he's on.
He's that kind of guy,
which is why you break kind of protocol, and that's what you talk about, right? Everyone's an expert, of course. But I'm not kidding. I've been watching ESPN on TV. They've brought on 17 different guests.
Golf experts. Not like guests that are experts on the accident he was in or works for the LAPD or anything like that. Golf experts.
Yeah.
What the hell can you add? We know he's an all-time great golfer.
Joining us now is Rocco Mediate. Rocco, your thoughts. I pray for Tiger.
Right.
That's what you do. You pray for someone in this position. Let's go now to Stephen A. Smith. I love Tiger.
They
I pray for
put
Tiger.
Stephen A. Smith.
Yes, they did.
Seriously?
They went to Stephen A. Smith. They went to the guy I said at nighttime.
Scott Van Pelt.
Scott Van Pelt, Michael Eaves, Dottie Pepper, Curtis Strange. I mean, it's crazy. And they haven't had a single doctor on or sheriff's deputy or anybody else.
Yeah.
That's it.
That don't make any sense.
Yeah, we go live now to Curtis Strange, who hasn't played golf in 25 years.
Where do you rank Tiger on the all-time list? How do you think he'll be able to come out with potential leg injuries? Will he play again?
Have you ever witnessed anyone recover from a... We don't even know what the injury is.
That's the thing.
Right? Well, yeah, I remember Ben Hogan back in 1949.
Dude, that Ben Hogan story, which I had heard about, but I never really kind of jumped into, and you mentioned that earlier in the show, reading more about his car accident with his wife, is amazing.
Yeah, hit a Greyhound bus straight on.
It's a Greyhound bus.
Yeah.
Kind of puts his arm and body in front of his wife because he could see the collision coming, and the experts say completely saved their life.
You know they're going to have some, older, golf boys come on. Well, I remember when Hogan had his crash in 1949. People said he wasn't going to walk ever again. And I remember I was doing my thing and I heard the news. And I thought, golly, if we lost Ben Hogan, it'd be just a terrible loss for the golf community. But he's a great golfer and a great man and a humanitarian. And I hope he and his wife are going to be okay. So, I mean, what do all these people say?
Dude, hold on. Time out for a second. Your old man.
Yeah.
He's so spot on.
So deliciously, perfect.
And for those who are listening and not watching, because we aren't on TV at this moment.
We will be.
What you do with your chin.
Yeah, that's right.
Adds to the imitation.
Well, you got to do the whole thing, kid.
It's brilliant.
If you're going to talk about Ben Hogan in 1949, you got to talk to guys who were around back in 1949.
Hey, old
Ben
man.
Hogan was never going to play again. What'd he do? Won 17 more majors.
It's the anniversary of Ebbets Field being
brought out. Ebbets Field, I was there when we all, it was a sad day for us New Yorkers. Ebbets Field brought so many great memories, but truth be told, it was a dump.
It was not.
That was an absolute dump. I talked to Jackie Robinson once about it. He said it's the worst stadium you ever played in.
Come on.
He said Montreal, when he played for the Alouettes back in 43,
Royals.
Was the, excuse me, the Alouettes.
Royals.
Royals property. The Montreal Alouettes was the team that he played for. In that event, kid, he so it was a great stadium. Just couldn't figure out Canadian currency was the problem. Here's right. the guy from Fox LA says, I'm told Tiger Woods was conscious and speaking to deputies when they arrived on a scene. So there you go. So that
answers
I tell you,
the more news that's come out about it, the better news it's
yes,
been.
Yes, I agree with you on that.
I mean,
sure.
Everything that's come out, and thank God, because I think there was this fear of the worst, but everything that's come out from his agent saying it's leg injury related. And I even said to you, oh my God, sigh of relief. To
Multiple leg injuries.
Yeah. And I don't want to minimize it, but hey, better than dying. To the, it's not life-threatening. Now to hear he didn't lose consciousness, and he's talking as he's being rescued, everything that's come out has been like, okay, that's a little bit better. It's a little bit better. It's a little bit better.
I would panic in that spot, I think. You know, because you got to figure everything's like closed in on you if they need the jaws of life to get you out. And I'm claustrophobic to begin with.
Yeah.
That would be, I couldn't, I don't know if I, have you, I don't know how you handle that. I would panic. There's no doubt I would panic.
Have you ever had an MRI?
Yes.
Closed?
Yes.
And you did it?
Not at the first crack, no.
I did not.
I've had glasses put on, they cover your eyes, they give you music.
Dude.
I've had it all. Very tough for me to go into
an MRI. I ended up doing an open MRI after it. Yeah. That experience caused me to freak out. I was freaking out and got the hell out of there.
I guess the sheriff out there was interviewed by Fox News. They did not use the jaws of life. And as we've said, they did pull him through the window shield,
right,
which is why they did not need the jaws of life.
Okay.
Jaws of life literally separates metal
right
from itself.
But the name of
it. So you would have seen, like, if they used the jaws of life, you would have seen a gaping hole in the car somewhere where they had to pull the metal back.
Right.
So there you go.
But that name of it is, it gives you these negative impressions right out of the gate. When you hear jaws of life, you're thinking death immediately.
Yeah, well, it protects you from death.
Sure.
That's why it's called the jaws of...
That would be life.
Yeah, because it's the opposite of death.
Thank you.
Eric in Long Island on the fan. Eric, good afternoon. How are you?
Greg, great, guys. What's a window shield, by the way?
I messed that up, huh? My bad. Windshield. Sorry about that.
Listen, also, how's the soup contest going?
Well, we have not begun the soup contest just yet. It looks like it's going to start next Monday.
When you get the proper straw?
Because I've not acquired the straw that I've ordered.
Just use a regular straw. That's the whole point of having to have soup.
No, you can't use a regular straw, Evan, because if I get Italian wedding soup, those little meatballs are not going through the straw.
God, that's the point, though.
I ordered a straw. Okay. I'm waiting for it. In any event. Go ahead,
I'd like to see a picture of that straw.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Yeah, I want to give you guys a compliment, okay? I was a big Mike Francesa fan, and I was missing him like mad for about a year until you guys showed up.
Well, unfortunately, I was here for a year, but you still missed Mike, and that's all right.
That's right. That's not nice.
That's a shot at Evan.
That's a bad shot.
Thanks, Eric.
I'm a retired state trooper.
Yes, sir.
And now I drive a limo, and you're right about he should not be driving, but where's the engine? This car either hit a tree or a truck. We didn't hit a truck, obviously, but it hit something bad or it spun that many times. That's why it's on its side.
Yeah.
But that looks like a car that hits a tree.
I do not know the answer to that question.
I mean, it may have. There's plenty of trees on that side. We were looking at the spot. There's tons of trees. There's also a big post for electricity, so who knows what it hit.
Yeah. I do not know the answer to that question, but it is on its side. So it rolled over, at least on its side. It could have slid. It could have tumbled multiple times.
Have you ever been in a car?
We don't know.
Have you ever been in a car accident like
not
that?
Not like that, no.
Yeah,
no.
Me neither.
Little teeny fender bender stuff.
Well, yeah.
No.
Never a flip.
I've never been in a car that's flipped over, no.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully.
Scary as hell, man.
Knock on four, I know, seriously. I'm knocking the hell out of it. What, you have to hurt it.
Well, because...
It's a knock.
I know, but the knock, I feel like if you knock harder, it'll save you more.
It's just a knock.
No? Ken Alcorn.
People are telling us that Fox put Jim Gray on, and he mentioned Tom Brady.
In what relation? Please tell me.
He probably said Tiger Woods is the Tom Brady of golf.
Right.
That's probably what he said. Something along those lines.
Do you think he gets paid to do that? Just to throw in a Tom Brady reference?
Well, no. He doesn't get paid for that, but he's business partners with Tom Brady.
Oh, I got you.
They do speeches.
So it's in his best interest to throw in a Tom Brady line.
I think Jim Gray makes like $1 million a year just going to like half a dozen appearances at like colleges and stuff.
Would you do
with
that?
Tom Brady.
Would you want to do that? Kiss someone's ass for $500,000?
Half a million?
Well, what did you just say? A million?
I said a mil.
Oh. So for $1 million, yes. $500,000, no. I'm not kidding.
Six times a year, just go do an appearance?
But then probably kiss it.
Yeah, sure. But Tommy does it for a whole lot less.
Right.
Let's true. Be honest.
By the way, Tommy, I need another water. Thanks.
Did you really finish all the Knicks popcorn?
No, I saved one box for my son.
My box. Can I have it?
No.
I want to taste it, man.
You're not getting any. I told you that.
Why?
Because you perpetrated that Fergazi net popcorn here.
I offered you Nets
and
popcorn.
And you said it 45 minutes ago, I hope they lose.
Well, because I'm not a Knicks fan.
No popcorn
for you.
What do you want
me to pretend to you?
Well, then you don't get any popcorn.
Oh, so I have to root for the Knicks to get popcorn? Is that how it works now?
To be a Knicks fan, to get a popcorn from me. If you want to buy a popcorn at the Garden, go ahead.
Can I ask you a question? Why did Madison Square Garden give Tommy Lugau or you, whoever got the popcorn, five boxes?
Because I asked them to.
You specifically said five?
I said five boxes.
You don't
boxes.
Think they were saying it's one for each person?
No, I asked for five boxes.
Gotcha.
That's
so
why.
They thought it was all for you?
No. They knew that I was going to share it with the guys. You had a chance to get some. You blew it.
How did I have a chance? What was my chance? Becoming a Knicks fan? That was
you
never going to happen.
With that little net popcorn gag ears.
It wasn't a
and
gag.
Then you said, I hope they lose tonight, so Craig, you get no
Craig,
popcorn.
Craig, I was looking out for you that if he didn't come through for popcorn, at least he'd have some kind of popcorn.
Listen.
So it's Nets popcorn.
Why?
Whatever.
Why do you hope that they lose tonight? They're playing a West Coast team.
Because I don't like the Knicks.
Okay. So
is that complicated?
And eat that 9-year-old popcorn. I'll eat fresh popcorn out of a Nick popcorn box and hope that my team wins tonight.
I always hope they lose.
They're playing a Western Conference team with no impact on the Nets.
Why is it?
Be a New Yorker.
Be a New Yorker, right?
That's right.
Why don't you tell every other crybaby at this radio station to be a New Yorker? When they talk about the Nets, they act like their dog died. Why don't you talk to them about it?
Like whom?
Everybody.
Name one person.
Every single person at this radio station.
They don't care if the Nets win.
Oh, listen, Giannotti acts like his dog got shot. After any network.
Yeah, they looked good last night.
It's an analogy, bro.
But if he doesn't have a dog, it's a bad analogy.
Stop it.
Let me say, does he have a dog?
I think he does, actually.
Okay, then it's a great analogy.
Oh, thank you very much.
I don't know if he has a
dog.
And
by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, G can hate the Nets. Like, I don't like the Knicks. But don't act like, oh, do it for New York crap. You don't do it for New York.
I don't care if the Nets win or lose.
Exactly.
Means
or do it for
New York. But I'm not rooting against the Nets. I don't care if the Nets win or lose. They're not on my radar.
Okay.
But you want the Knicks to lose.
Well, what do you expect?
Because you're a hater.
I just want the Rangers to
lose.
And
you know what haters get?
What's that?
No popcorn.
I will not give in. I will not give in. So I'm always going to be who I am. I don't.
So let's agree we're at an impasse. I'm never going to give you popcorn.
That's fine.
You're never going to root for the Nets.
You know what? If the Nets and Knicks play at the Garden, which I doubt, they may because there's two games left. I'll go to the Garden. I'll buy
a
ticket.
I think both games are in Brooklyn.
Oh, forget it then.
I'm pretty sure that way.
Okay, in the postseason, when you guys earn that, you know, play-in victory.
That's right.
And there's a Game 3 at Madison Square Garden.
Yep.
I'm going to spend my own money.
Good.
I'm going to go into Madison Square Garden, and I'm going to bathe in that popcorn.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Because I'm going to have it said to every concession stand worker there.
Not to sell me popcorn.
No one sells you popcorn.
Why?
Because you don't deserve
money
it.
Money is money is money, baby. The green is the green is the green.
You know that your boy Steph Curry ranked his favorite popcorn in every arena in the league.
Yeah, I know. What was number one? Do you remember?
It was not Brooklyn.
It was.
It was not number one.
It actually was.
It was not.
Okay,
was
what
third.
Was it? Oh, it was third. What was number one?
I don't know. But he knows nothing about popcorn. I can tell you that right off the gate. Steph Curry's a great player. Apparently a lousy restaurateur because his restaurant in Houston failed or is failing. And he knows nothing about
popcorn.
Here's
a quote from Steph Curry. Get off the bus, walk to the locker room, put my stuff down, and go to the popcorn table.
There you go.
Popcorn
table.
He's obsessed with popcorn.
As am I. Chris is in Massapequa on the Fan. Chris, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Greggy, listen. I understand your whole side of saying that Tiger Woods has all the money in the world and he shouldn't have to ever drive.
Yes.
Ever again. But at the same time, your biggest musical fan, from what I've heard for the last 10 years, was that Michael Jackson was your biggest fan of yours and you of his, and he said that he wanted to close Targets down and stores down just to go shopping, just to feel normal.
I have no idea what you're talking about. But I like that Michael Jackson listened to our show. I do know that. That's accurate. Yes. So I appreciate you acknowledging that. I guess he said it in some memoir prior to his passing.
Yeah.
Like Michael Jackson ever heard of our show? Come on, man. What are you talking about? What are you doing, dude? What are you doing? Michael Jackson wanted to shop at Target by himself? And that's somehow relatable to me not wanting to drive I was worth $1 billion? Yeah, I don't. I apologize. I don't get it.
I do have Steph Curry's popcorn rankings if you'd like to hear it.
I think the third was Barclays, right?
I'm going to give you the answer.
What was number one?
Number one
it's
was
It's his own arena, obviously.
It was not.
Really?
Number one was the American Airlines Center, home of the Dallas Mavericks.
All right.
Number two was Barclays Center, home of the Brooklyn Nets.
Ugh.
The New York Knicks ranked 2, 4, 6, 8, 10th.
Take another shot.
I'm
take another shot.
How am I taking a shot? I'm giving you the information.
You're just you're like Steph Curry. You're nothing but a shot taker.
Dude.
That's all you are. Take more shots.
Steph Curry ranked every NBA arena's popcorn based on freshness, saltiness, crunchiness, butter, and presentation. And based on his scoring system, Madison Square Garden finished 10th.
Great. He's wrong.
I'm just giving you the info. That's why are you yelling at me?
Notice how I didn't ask for Yankee Stadium popcorn or Citi Field popcorn. I didn't. I wanted popcorn from one building and one building only.
Why did you, did you bring up Steph Curry's popcorn rankings?
Someone sent it to me.
Oh, well, you didn't like the answer. He puts Barclays number two in the Garden 10th. I'm sorry.
By the way, he's played 6 games in his career at Barclays Center. He knows nothing about East
Coast
popcorn.
Made quite the impression.
Yeah. I mean, one of these calls. Who do I want to take a call from? We got to take a break also. All right, hang tight one sec. We'll take a break in a second. Jose's in the Bronx on the Fan.
Hey, guys.
Jose, what's cooking, baby?
What's up?
Listen, I'm reading this crap on Twitter, man. These people talking about, I'm reading an article talking about how you guys are beating the numbers from ESPN, beating the ESPN show and all that. But only talking about how they mess up the lineup, that's the reason why you're beating them. Instead of talking about how good you guys are and the chemistry is going, it's flowing. How you guys are great with the fans and all of that. Like instead of giving you props, they like giving you a backhanded, you know, compliment. And I'm like, you know, what's up with that?
What is up with
what's
that?
What's up with that?
I'm not sure what you're referencing, but I'm going to look into it.
Do look into it, man.
So let me get this right. You're saying there's an article talking about our success as compared to another radio station in this town, and rather than say nice things about us, they're saying we're only successful because their lineup sucks.
Oh, sí, señor. That's what they're saying, and I'm here.
Interesting.
Dumbfounded because I had my routine changed because this show is so good. You know, I decided to work in overtime and all of that just so I can listen to you guys.
Well, let me ask you this. Didn't their lineup suck in December?
It sucked every time.
Didn't their lineup suck in November? Didn't their lineup suck in October?
That's what I told my friend.
Let me check. Did their lineup suck, sorry, Evan, in September? Did their lineup suck for the last 3 years? Or is that something new? Did I miss the memo on that?
We all in consensus with that. We all know how much they suck. But I don't understand why can nobody give you guys props, man?
Well, because some people just don't like me. It's got nothing to do with that, but it's all me. That's it.
We got to look into this situation. Do you know what he's referring to?
Yes. I'm going to investigate the situation.
All right, we got to investigate.
It's just another stupid article. Every other article that's been written has painted a different picture. Evan and I do well, and all of a sudden, got to be for some other reason. Well, listen, what are you going to do? We'll just continue to do well, and then at some point, maybe you'll write the article just factually. That's all. Who knows? What do you want me to tell you? All of a sudden, their lineup sucks. Okay, right. I remember when there was an article written, we did 3 shows. there was no reference to them having a lousy lineup.
Yeah, I don't remember
when
that.
We did three shows and didn't win after three shows. Where was the article? Well, it's been three shows. That's a W for the other show.
Right.
Their lineup was okay then, right? Their lineup was okay in December. No articles about how their lineup sucked then. But we do well or better. Wait a minute. It's got to be some other reason. So stupid. And if you want to talk about their lineup, it's against every show except for ours. Right? We're the only show that doesn't go up against that crap. We go up against a different kind of crap. Oh, can't give Carton Roberts any credit. It's the lineup. The lineup's the excuse. Well, for 3 years, when they did well or better, I didn't hear a single poop or peep about the lineup. We have 1 month where things look good. Oh, it can't be them. It's got to be the lineup. Someone else's fault. God damn. And it's 1 month. It's 1 month. Oh, it's the lineup's fault. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Got to be the stream's fault.
Shut up.
It feels like a Jim Gray situation.
No, it's a clown situation is what it is. It's an agenda situation is what it is.
Well, that's, yeah, so I'm right.
Anyway.
I just said Jim Gray.
Gio's got a dog. We'll find out what kind after the break. Plus, they're about to lift Tiger Woods' wrecked car up and put it on a flatbed. So they'll probably bring on 9 experts to talk about that. Jack Nicklaus, your thoughts. Like, what?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.